Watcher, Mike Wynn, The Real Enjoyment of Jazz, Nuff Said. Start this week with a kind of blues CD called Standards, recorded at the Ocean Way Studios in Hollywood in 2006. Interesting selection of standards. We heard Dizzy Gillespie's Manteca. Others include compos by Mulligan, Brubeck, although it's actually Paul Desmond, Parker, Monk, Rollins, and oddly, Two Christmas Carols. The leader is bassist Stanley Clark. The pianist, a new name to me, is Patrice Rushton. And I loved her piano playing so much, I went out and bought a few of her solo albums. So expect more from her in the coming weeks. It's great to discover new musos accidentally. Finally, Ndugu Chancellor drums. No, you're right, Henry Mancini is not the first name you think of when talking of jazz. But listen to this. Thank you. From an RCA LP called The Music from Peter Gunn, recorded in LA, August-September 58, Mancini's next album was called More Music from Peter Gunn and recorded 6 months later. Peter Gunn was the first TV series to have a, quote, modern jazz soundtrack. The series had a 39-week run, but I've never seen a single episode or even part of one. I should look it up. Henry Hank Mancini is the composer-conductor. The musos were Pete Candoli, fresh from the Herman and Kenton bands on trumpet, Milt Bernhard trombone, the brothers Nash, Dick trombone, Ted alto, Ronnie Lang baritone, Larry Bunker vibes, Johnny T. Williams piano, Roly Bundock bass, Jack Sperling drums, many of those being ex-Les Brown's Band of Renown. We heard Sorta Blue. It's vocal time.
As long as he needs me, I know where I must be. I'll cling on steadfastly as long as he. As life is long, I'll love him right or wrong, and somehow I'll be strong as long as he. If you are lonely, then you will know when someone needs you, you love them so. I won't betray his trust, though people say stay true just as long as he needs me.
This Capitol LP is called Broadway My Way, Nancy Wilson's Way, that is, recorded in Los Angeles, November 62. So it's that glorious generation of Broadway shows. Oliver, in the case of the song we've just heard, As Long As He Needs Me. Also West Side Story, The King and I, Bye Bye Birdie, Guys and Dolls, and a few lesser-known shows. Lesser-known to me, that is. Don Farquharquist trumpet, Lou McCreary on trombone, Bill Perkins tenor, Lou Levy piano, John Gray guitar, an unknown bass player, Kenny Dennis drums. Jimmy Jones conducted the band and did all the arrangements. Next, a guitar interlude. An ECM LP recorded in Oslo, November 74. Solo guitar throughout, and all songs written by the guitarist Bill Connors. That was The Highest Mountain, as in, presumably, The Very Highest Mountain. Yes, that was typical ECM material, quite close at times to Muzak. The LP only mentions Bill Connors. Tom Lord's discography only mentions Bill Connors. But there was certainly someone else playing around in the background. This was Bill Connors' first album as a leader. He had previously been in Chick Corea's band, and after three acoustic albums as a leader, he went electric, hopefully not to the shout of traitor. Actually, he had been electric in his career days. Over the years, we've mentioned Boyd Raeburn's band a few times, but never played him until now. Boyd Raeburn's place in jazz history is largely due to the young musos in his band who went on to greater things. Dizzy Gillespie, Buddy DeFranco, Don LeMond, and yes, that song, Man with a Horn, sounds quite dated. Recorded mid-40s, this Savoy LP, strangely, is called Man with the Horns, plural. Boyd Raeburn was on the English horn on that number. He, over his career, graduated from tenor to baritone to bass saxophone. He had several bankruptcies, and after one, Duke Ellington, a fan of Raeburn's, bailed him out so he could get his band back on the road. Next, Brazilian Greens. That's from a Century City Records LP called Bach Ground, Blues and Greens. Bach as in Johann Sebastian. That was obviously the Blues and Greens part. Brazilian Greens, two great contrasting yet complementary musos. Lorinda Almeida, classical guitar, Ray Brown bass. Scant liner notes, no mention whatsoever of a drummer, but he was certainly there. No recording date or venue either. And that was a Ray Brown compo. This next song is from another bassist-led LP. Mm-hmm. Rudy Van Gelder recorded Milestone LP under the leadership of another legendary bassist, Ron Carter, recorded May 1980. The pianist is Kenny Barron. The drummer, Jack DeJohnette. That leaves the trumpeter. I think I could safely give you 10 or more guesses, and you wouldn't pick Chet Baker. Surprised me, certainly. The song, a Ron Carter original, was called Yours Truly. It's time we heard from Duke Ellington, but a most unusual song for him. I chose that song because it's a rare solo outing for Harry Carney, the king of the baritone sax. Yes, of course it was, Acker Bilk's Stranger on the Shore. It's a lovely, lovely song, but we all got a bit sick of it. It stayed in the UK charts for 50 weeks, but amazingly, in all that time, it never got to number one. It did in the US, though, Acker Bilk and the Leon Young String Chorale being the first ever British chart topper in America. But as I said, it is a lovely song, and that Billy Strayhorn arrangement did it proud. Muted trombones in the background, too. Recorded April 64. Talking of trombones... Thank you. 21 of the world's greatest trombonists. 21, led by trombonist Irby Green. This is the second LP of an Irby Green-led Trombone Fest. The LP is inevitably titled 21 Trombones, Volume 2, recorded in New York, May, June 68. I'll just mention the best known of the assembled Bone Men, J.J. Johnson, Jimmy Cleveland, Kay Winding, Eddie Burt. That song, Green Bee, was obviously based on The Flight of the Bumblebee. And it was the potential theme song for a TV series called The Green Hornet, a hornet being a large bee, presumably. But it was never used. The arranger Lou Davis says, quote, "Green Bee is practically impossible to play on the trombone, but Irby Green does it," unquote. Next, a tribute to Bud. And that was the title song of this Japanese East Wind LP, Tribute to Bud, a song written by the leader and pianist Charles Williamson and recorded at the Sage and Sound studio in Hollywood, June 81. And did you think that the bass and drums played a large part in that great sound? You betcha. That was Ray and Roy, or Roy and Ray. Ray Brown bass, Roy Haynes drums. Can it, does it get any better than that? Good question, but it can sound very different. Thank you. an odd combo, accordion, guitar, vibes, bass, drums, but it certainly works. The leader and accordionist is Art Van Dam, an American despite that name, and born in Norway. Norway, Michigan, that is. Joe Paz guitar. Heribert Thusek, who is German, on vibes. Eberhard Weber, he's also German, on bass. And Kenny Clare, who's English, on drums. I might just add to the international theme by saying that Joe Paz was American but of Sicilian descent. And that song was I Saw Stars, recorded November 1970 in Villingen, Germany. I don't know why, but I'm making it hard for myself this week. All short songs and all vinyl, stupid boy. I'll give myself a breather. This next one is a bit longer. from an original pressing Argo LP called Off the Wall, and it was, as I'm sure you know, the Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein II song, The Folks Who Live on the Hill, written in 1937 for the film High, Wide and Handsome. Peggy Lee's 57 version is perhaps the best known. Tenor man Bud Johnson is the leader on this New York City December 64 recording date. Bud Johnson should be more highly regarded for his playing and arranging, but was more often the sideman. Fellow Basieite Joe Newman trumpet, Al Daly Jr. piano, Richard Davis bass, Grady Tate drums. And another well-known song now. Recorded live at the Downtown Club, Buffalo, upstate New York, during a two-day jazz festival, May 77. The LP is called Tony Bennett / The McPartlands and Friends Make Magnificent Music, and they do. I chose a simple piano-based drums number, Marion McPartland piano, Brian Torf bass, George Reed drums. Marion's then-husband Jimmy is on cornet on other numbers, plus Charlie Bird guitar, Vic Dickinson trombone, Herb Hall clarinet, Buddy Tate tenor, and yes, a mere 51-year-old Tony Bennett singing on half the songs. But not on Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. No, we certainly don't have anything like enough time for all of our closing song. It's Mannenberg, also known as Cape Town Fringe, by Abdullah Ibrahim on piano, Basil Coetzee tenor, Robbie Jansen alto and flute, Paul Michaels bass, Monty Weber drums. Sorry to have to fade it in and out, as it's so, so joyous. Recorded mid-70s in Cape Town.
Thank you.
As ever, huge thanks for joining me, Mike Wynn. Been fun choosing the numbers for you, and I hope you'll be back next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care, be well.